Hello, Saturn Society. Welcome to this week's astrological forecast. I hope you guys are having a good week. This is for the week of December 5th through the 11th. This week is a, pretty active week. We have the Gemini full moon going on, and the full moon is conjuncting Mars retrograde right now. Well, not right now, but it will be during the Gemini full moon. It's kind of like a midpoint for the Mars retrograde transit. So it's a lot that is definitely coming up for the collective. But with that Mars retrograde, it's more in this full moon, more than ever, the best time to stay indoors, because with the retrograde energy, it's always going inward. So there's this need to kind of go within and reflect, and not more dealing with others, because there's, like I said, there's just so much coming up that needs to be processed. You know, you need to reflect on, review, going through past experiences, and a lot of that, for you to gain clarity, there's a need for stillness and silence, and to really work through those things. So that's a very major theme of the week. We're coming to a close with a lot of cycles, and to help people move on this week, you might be reflecting on past experiences or reflecting on what the year has brought you and how you got to this point right here. There's a lot of ending. It feels like a lot of things are ending, a lot of things are shifting. We already been feeling the shift of new beginnings, but it's continuing on and on now. Like, there's a lot of new coming for a lot of people, but before that can come, there is still this need to heal, to reflect, to readjust, So yeah, let's get into the transits and then we'll get into the cards. So the first transit of the week happens today on the 6th. We have Sag Mercury squaring Jupiter in Pisces at the 29th degree. And whenever I see the 29th degree, I remember, that's a Leo degree, and it's one of the final degrees in a chart. So there's a lot of ending with that, like big long-term ending. I feel like this energy can manifest into, because of the square, there's a lot of tests and challenges and conflicts. I feel like a lot of people collectively been having very active dreams, because with the Mercury and Sag, you're very, your mind and your thoughts have no limits, and it's connecting with your subconscious, it's connecting with your practical world, it's all meshing. I feel in the dreamland, like Sag energy, Mercury and Sag, a lot of that manifests into like visions. So a lot of dreams are just kind of like, your visions. So I feel like a lot of people may be getting certain visions of, some type of truth in your dreams. Know that in this week, especially with the full moon, a lot of things are coming up to resolve within yourself, giving yourself that closure, looking, find different ways to, giving you different perspective, basically, I see with this transit. I feel like this transit can manifest mundanely in a way that maybe you find yourself maybe overdoing it, overthinking it, maybe saying too much. I've been emphasizing a lot to people that it is not a time to really, this is a great time to choose your battles and choose what you participate in wisely. And this is dealing with like your energy. This is dealing with like communicating. Like, I feel like maybe you can possibly accidentally, stick your foot in your mouth. Like I said, with that Mercury and Sag energy, there's really no limits to your thoughts, to your words. So, maybe in trying to be funny, you might possibly offend someone and stuff like that. This is just a time to kind of just move accordingly. Not trying to say like you have to be, people pleasing or whatever, but it's more just like, be more protective of your energy. You also could maybe finding yourself jumping to conclusion due to being kind of sensitive. Like I said, this is a very sensitive time. This is a full moon that I feel like, with Gemini energy, it's you can be very much so in your head, maybe overthinking, you know, stressing over certain things that, you know, you're making something bigger than it has to be. So this is kind of a transit that could be kind of testing your limits or testing to see if you really learn certain lessons before you're able to get to that new cycle that you're working for. But yeah, also what's happening today before, so that I find it interesting how for both major transits that are happening this week is Venus and Mercury moving into Capricorn. And I find it interesting, before Mercury moves into Capricorn and before Venus moves into Capricorn, like Venus and Sag and Mercury and Sag squares Jupiter in Pisces at the 29th degree. So I feel like there's, for both of these planets, there's this like learning, making sure you're learning these lessons before we move on to a different way on how to process and view how we're expressing our thoughts, how we're, you know, living our day-to-day, or how we are, you know, dealing with our values, our relationships, and stuff like that. Because, like I said, there's a lot of new beginnings, especially coming later this month with the Capricorn new moon. I feel like next, you know, that this later this month is really going to be the time where, after the Sag moon phases, Sag season moon phases, you've done a lot of healing, a lot of reflecting, a lot of, you know, setting certain boundaries, working through certain, you know, toxic cycles, self, and doing all that. So you're basically ready for when Jupiter moves into Aries, and like there's this new cycle of new opportunities, new possibilities, but like you also having a genuine chance of growth and, you know, challenging yourself, or, you know, really actually gaining, you know, these new experiences because of the work you've done during this Sag season. So yeah, but anyway, Mercury today Mercury moves into Capricorn. So a lot when it comes to, like I said, your day-to-day living, your thoughts, your close environments, your the way you think, the way you express yourself, it's moving into a more practical way, like coming from Mercury being in Sag and, like, you know, a lot of like I said, testing of limits, or there's even no limits to what your thoughts and your beliefs are. You're being very focused and having passion over your beliefs, like very connected to your spirituality and all that, you know, but in ways that is, you know, can be very, very extreme. Or, you know, moving into Mercury being in Capricorn in an earth sign, there, you know, Capricorn energy is still very spiritual, like Sag, but now there's kind of like applying this practical, you know, way into it, like making sure that, you know, you're setting proper routines to make sure you're engaging in certain rituals in a way that is like productive for you, and you are feeling the results, or, you know, feeling present, connected. You're just, you know, when it comes to information, you are finding practical ways to process it instead of, you know, maybe jumping to conclusions and stuff like that. You are seeing it, you know, for what it is, a more serious, mature look at it. I will say, with Mercury being in Capricorn, like I said, there is a more serious, you know, tone to it, kind of very, this is a time that I want to remind people to remember to not, like, dismiss your feelings. I feel like with the full moon, of course, like, you know, emotions are definitely high, but I feel like emotions are very more, in a more air-like matter, like, you know, Mercury-type feelings and a lot of passion, instead of actually being present to really feel how you feel. Take time with Mercury being in Capricorn to really sit and be present with what you're saying, what you're communicating, what's actually going on, you know. Take time to validate your emotions. Don't focus too much on, you know, like I say, it's like being practical. Like, Capricorn energy tends to, like, you know, work towards like their goals, you know, connecting with society and, you know, participating in society by any means, instead of, you know, instead of like making sure they're nurturing their emotions and their needs. So make sure when it comes to, like, you know, when it comes to taking care mentally, you are making sure you're being present with yourself and your emotions during this time. That's why I get this energy a lot too for this full moon, that it's a need to really stay in with, especially with this full moon having like Mercury and Capricorn. It's more, you know, it's gonna affect that Gemini Mars retrograde. Now the Gemini Mars is ruled by a Mercury Capricorn, and Mercury and Capricorn instead of it being ruled by Mercury and Sag. So it's the Gemini Mars retrograde is definitely moving differently and having you process things maybe in a more serious, can be very harsh way. Like, it's very on brand sometimes how Capricorn season is during the holiday, even though I love Capricorn season as a Capricorn, a Saturn, I love it, but I do know that it can be very hard, you know, like the holidays can be hard facing like reality, and that's like the energy of Capricorn. Like, it's hard for Capricorns to be like, you know, maybe as optimistic, or, you know, they come off as very pessimistic because they're very more focused on participating in society or what they need to do to feel like, you know, secure physically, you know, materially, just so they can feel fulfilled, that sometimes they're not connecting to what they may need spiritually or emotionally. So this is a time where balance is very much so needed, is what I'm trying to say. Which moves, you know, perfect segue into the Gemini full moon, which is happening on the 7th at 11:08 p.m. Eastern time. So, and it's that 16th degree, which is a Cancer degree, which I'm like, oh, it's definitely a very, very emotional full moon. It definitely feels, like I said, it doesn't feel as heavy as let's say, as the Taurus full moon, which was in Scorpio season. So we're in a water season, and there's not a lot of planets. Let me think, what planets are in a water sign right now? The sun isn't, the moon isn't, Mercury is in Capricorn, but that's Earth. Venus, no. Mars, no. Everything is in a mutable sign. It's either in a fire sign or air sign. So there's a lot of, like, you know, your thoughts, your words being like thrown around, like your passion, your beliefs are just, there's a lot of things going around, a lot going on within yourself, and even manifesting like outside, you know, mundanely, like outwardly, like there's a lot going on. And that's why I feel like there's a need to kind of like pause and stop. There's a lot of things, like I say, coming to an end. There's a lot of things coming up spiritually, intuitively, and at times there's just a need for some space to really be able to process all that's going on during this full moon. And like I said, this full moon now is interacting with the Mercury in Capricorn. Jupiter is still in Pisces, so there, like I said, there's a need to heal and stuff like that. But of course, like I said, there's a need for pause and rest, but you need that pause and rest because there is this need also to, you know, remember all the responsibilities. That's the big energy for Capricorn, is like, you know, that's what makes Capricorns want to go out and need to like work, need to do this, focusing on everything except themselves or their emotions because of the responsibilities that is put on them. And I feel like a lot of people collectively is dealing with possible responsibilities being brought up, kind of looming around. So there's just this need kind of for balance, so you can ease your mind, like making sure you're still doing work, but also making sure you're putting rest into that to make sure it's productive during this time. I have some little notes for the full moon. Let me see. So this full moon, like I said, 16 degrees conjunct Mars retrograde. This is definitely a time where self-care should be taken seriously. Definitely should be taken seriously, because this is a time where you're participating. You should be participating in different ways you know, in different activities that spark your interest, but also, you know, making sure you are finding ways to ease your mind. So self-care, we could talk about journaling. We can talk about, I mean, this for each sign, it's, you have your own, or each person, you have your own form of, you know, self-care, but making sure you're not, you know, this is a time where you may be prone to, like, focus too much on, like I said, your responsibilities, or you may be finding yourself wanting to disassociate from a lot of it because it's just a lot to deal with. But there's this need to, you know, I feel like a lot of people are reflecting during this full moon that the way that you've been trying to do things to, you know, get a certain result is not working, and there's a need to readjust and kind of find some redirection, you know, try something new to see if you can end up where you were trying to be. So that's where I'm getting at, trying to participate in different activities, or, you know, finding different ways to reflect. This is also a good time to not ask to communicate as much, maybe to listen, because like I said, a lot of information can be coming to you via visions, or just, you know, with your intuition through signs, or even people just coming to you saying stuff. But I do feel like this energy, especially with the Mars retrograde, there is, you know, Mars is not moving in a way that it's comfortable. You know, it's going inward instead of, you know, outward towards what it wants to do. So it can be a lot of confusion, misdirection, miscommunication, you know, passive aggressiveness, and it's misdirected. So there's just a need to properly use discernment. I'm not gonna sit here and say just take whatever someone, you know, brings at you, but just kind of know and be aware of your surroundings and be self-aware during these times, because people are, you know, you might be dealing with people who aren't being quite aware, and there's just a need to kind of like find ways to protect yourself. But like I said, this is a time I would, you know, engage with the public as, you know, as you can, but because a lot of us are all going inward and dealing with a lot of personal things, this is just a time for some privacy is all I'm saying. What else did I want to say about this full moon? Yes, it's big on working on reflecting on past experiences, releasing, you know, certain past long-term plans. That's another big energy with this now, you know, Mercury moving in Capricorn. You're reflecting on like your long-term plans for yourself, certain routines that you had before. You might need to release certain things because they may be limiting you at this time, because there's, you know, you're at a different point of your journey. There's just need for being open to readjustments. You know, you may have completed something, you know, and on to a new phase, a part of your journey. So like, this is a time to kind of just accept that you're on a new journey, new chapter. This is a great time to journal. Like, communication is very, very big during this full moon, but finding different ways to communicate. So this is a great time to write a letter to your future self, or a letter to somebody else, or, you know, I've been hearing a lot of people talking online about doing voice notes. I've been doing that because sometimes writing, I'm too lazy to write. But writing is probably the best form of self-care for me, though. But I'll be too lazy sometimes. But just communicating, because I got that gift of gab in me. I love to talk. But talking can be very, very healing. So definitely find different ways that, you know, to communicate, to heal, even laughter, just anything, you know. This is a time to plan practically. Like I said, when it comes to engaging with the public, going out, doing what you need to do, just plan practically. And yeah, like, at the same time, trying to plan practically, it can help if there's a need to, you know, be, you know, something comes up, you might have a plan that can help you, a plan in place to help, you know, needing to adjust, if that makes sense. This is also a good full moon to work on emotional boundaries, and I think that's what I'm trying to talk about with when it comes to like engaging with other people. There's a need to know when to disengage for your own emotional like security, your own emotional safety. Like, this is not a time to test your limits, because it might not pan out for you the best when you wasn't even the one starting all that. You know what I mean? So just needing to be wise, a great time to reflect on lessons learned and to make sure if the lessons have been learned before we are trying, you know, making one, you know, maybe some of you guys are wondering, like, why certain things aren't manifesting the way that I want them, you know, what's going on, kind of working on your intentions and making sure you are being clear and intentional on where you're trying to go, and maybe seeing, like, maybe certain lessons haven't been learned and that's why some things are not coming the way that you want them to come. But I did kind of already say that, just refrain from unnecessary over-exaggerating emotional responses, because it may not pan out the way that you thought it may. And honestly, I don't even think you're probably even thinking it fully through, but you know, it's just out of anger, out of passion, out of just a time to just, you know, remember to be more, you know, choosing on yourself, like stand up for yourself, but not to the point where you may find yourself losing control in a situation where you had more control than you actually thought or were acting like, you know. But yeah, full moon, I think it'll be a nice reflective cute full moon. I think it will be very pretty to look at because Mars will be conjuncting it, so it'll be big and red and hot and very sexy. I mean, I'm a Venus and Sag, like that, for in a Cancer rising, so I love looking at the moon. But she's cute, this moon, she's special, so definitely take time to be with yourself and, you know, enjoy that little moon time. So the next major transit of the week will be Sun in Sag opposing Mars in retrograde. So even moving on into the next day, we are definitely going to be feeling this full moon. Well, I feel like some people are already feeling it. I think definitely I normally, you know, for me, new moons are when I kind of stay up. But full moons, I really get the rest, but my dreams sometimes can be active. And I've noticed this one very, very active. And possibly because Mars is in my 12th house. So that makes sense. But yes, this is manifesting collectively and mundanely for others. This is just a time where you're going to feel the need to go within still. Like, this can be, you know, like I said, you're focusing a lot of where you want to go, all these goals that you have for yourself, but you're realizing there's a need to possibly connect spiritually. There's a need to work on, you know, what's going on in your day-to-day. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of people have been talking about it online. I think that's a part of the form of the completion, like ending jobs, you know, wanting to move, you know, wanting a change of scenery. Like, I feel like before you make those moves, this is a time to look within. But also there's some things, especially if you know, because this is a big intuitive feeling, you know, more than what I'm saying. For some people, there's a need with their job that you might need to get out. But there's some people who are still in a part of their journey where they're still reflecting, you know, on, you know, going within, looking, you know, finding different ways to go after your goals. Maybe realizing this job that I'm doing is not, I can find something else that can help me get to where I'm trying to go. Or maybe that relationship isn't working, you know, you know, trying to find a different way to find that love. Or yeah, so there's just a need still reflecting on what your goals are, but, you know, and putting in some type of variety, some type of freshness, you know, something new into obtaining them. But, you know, giving yourself that time to still reflect on that. The next major transits of the week are Venus squaring Jupiter in Pisces at 29 degrees on Venus Day on the 9th. So this transit, I kind of talked about it earlier, about kind of like this, you know, pre kind of like, not even a prequel, like this kind of pretest before we get into Venus moving into Capricorn, kind of making sure, did you learn those lessons? Are you, how prepared are you? Like, what did you learn when it comes to, like, relationships, or, like, when it comes to, you know, there's a lot of maybe new possibilities coming for people, but you have to make sure, are you actually ready for those? If you're participating in overindulgence, are you jumping to conclusion in these relationships? You know, certain beliefs, are you so, you know, holding tight to these beliefs that you're closing yourself up to other possibilities? Like, this is a time where you're reflecting on the experiences and gaining new perspective. Because once Venus moves into Capricorn, also that day, you're reflecting on kind of like long-term relationship values and goals. Like, you, there may be people who are ready to take that responsibility in relationships at this time. You're focusing what is of value to you when it comes to building security, when it comes to, like, you know, maybe these lessons that you learned with certain people. This is a time during Venus in Capricorn, to build on top of these foundations that you already started. Also, there's a need to be patient over the things of value in your life. So with this Venus in Sag square Jupiter in Pisces transit that happens before Venus in Capricorn, I feel like that is teaching you, you know, of kind of needing to learn how to, you know, learning how to have faith, learning how to, you know, incorporate healing and being present when it comes to your relationships, to make sure you're applying the proper boundaries when it comes to love. Because when Venus moves into Capricorn, it's very big on practical parts, you know, of, you know, love, like building everlasting and like love that can withstand things, you know, but off, you know, just being more a time that you need to be, you know, like you connected with your passions and your beliefs, but now we're making sure that you are being, you know, your, these loves and your values and your relationships are also making sure you are emotionally secure and safe as well. So yeah, other than that, that's basically the major transits of the week. The week, like I said, is a lot that's going on, but I feel like it could be very fun. It could be very beautiful, full of new experience, building new memories and all that during this week as you're letting go of other ones, but kind of doing that with yourself or doing it in a safe space and giving yourself the space to, if you've been so busy and so in the practical, mundane world, have a chance to get into your spiritual world and, you know, connect with your subconscious and stuff like that, and vice versa. Okay, if you are been a little bit, you know, not where, you know, disassociating and not really present, this is a time where you might be having some opportunities to, you know, get out with people that you can trust, you know, properly using discernment and all that. But, you know, also, I wouldn't push going out if you didn't have to, you know. But this is, like I said, it's big on intuition. You will know, you know, when something feels right and when something feels forced. And if it feels forced, let's not do it. There's no need to overdo it at all during this time. So, yeah. Let's look at the cards. The first card I pulled from my numerology deck asking for the theme of this week. And the theme of this week is completion, which is very, very on brand for a full moon, very on brand for this week in general. When I was looking at like the 29th degrees, but yeah, this card indicates a time of necessary endings and completion and preparation for new beginnings. You're being encouraged to let go of the old to make way for the new. This may relate to a particular mindset, very, very big, behavior, friendship, job, residence, or relationship you have outgrown. Or it could indicate a completion of a karmic lesson, which is very on brand as well. Period of study or a contractual obligation. I cannot speak. This card serves as a confirmation that you must move forward with confidence and courage toward bigger and better things. Have no fear of the unknown, for you are being divinely accompanied and guided. This card serves as confirmation that you're definitely on the right path, so surrender yourself to the changes that are occurring and you'll be led to where you need to be. Spend quiet time alone to connect with your inner guidance, for in the silence you will be given the next logical step to take, period. So let go of what no longer serves you, spread your wings, and trust in the divine to show your way. And I everything about that card just sums up everything that I was talking about. So amen, hallelujah. Also, something to know is, like, when you're on this path, please remember that you cannot, and I say this all the time, if you've been listening to me, you cannot look to your neighbor, you cannot look to your left and to your right to be like, oh my God, what are they doing? Like, oh my God, my stuff doesn't look like them. I'm failing. No. You have to be very, know that your path is very, very unique. There's a lot of new positivities and adventures that are around the corner, but there's this need to let go. Realize there's a need to move on, move forward. It's like, let's say you've passed a class, but you keep on retaking the class. It's like, God damn it. You know this back in front, or you may not want to admit or accept that you know it, but it's time to move on. And it's because there's a lot of challenges. A lot, what comes with new is like, I don't know, it's unfamiliar territory, but you are psyching yourself out. You're maybe more prepared than you actually think you are. Second card I pulled from my energy deck asking, what is the energy of this week? And the card I pulled was the Goddess of the Moon, which is very cute to pull during a full moon. This card is really big on reflecting on the moon, and it's really, really big when it comes to, like, your intuition. So the card in the book, it talks about, receiving insights, when it comes to, like, your soul's point of view. You are, receiving a lot of intuitive information that's, giving you a chance to kind of use it. So you can be, this is a time where a lot of things could be random or it could be spontaneous, like an opportunity for some kind of come out of nowhere and it kind of just maybe change your routine and your schedule, kind of, maybe like having you do something completely different in that day. But it was like, wow, this just opened, like, I just trusted my gut on this and look where it just brought me. That's very much so the energy of this week, of really trusting your intuition, giving yourself your space for your intuition and yourself to connect so they can help you receive certain information to guide you during this time. That's what even the completion card was talking about, some quiet time for some clarity, but also so you can actually receive some guidance, because I do feel like with this Gemini full moon, the moon is really trying to give information for sure, intuitive information, but you have to be open to that. But when you are, there's a lot of blessings from doing that. So, and a lot of inspiration, which is really, really big in this full moon, being inspired. So that's why it's also, like I said, this full moon can be kind of fun and spontaneous, or just within yourself. You don't even have to be with other people. Like, be very creative. Like, it could just be very beautiful and passionate and inspiring, but you kind of have to give yourself the chance to open up to receive that energy as well. Yeah, I will say, for some who are maybe stressing over money, because like I said, the responsibility energy is very big now in the Sag season. Like, at Sag season before, we could be a little messy and chaotic. The past couple weeks now with this Mercury and Venus is moving into Capricorn, it's like, oh goddamn, like, oh, there's a lot of responsibilities, or I can't do this because A through Z. I would refrain from focusing too much on finances, but also please be wise and please be discerning when it comes to money. Like, even I would say certain things not to trust, maybe if there's certain opportunities, quote unquote, come around and it's asking for a large sum of your money and it just doesn't feel right, wouldn't go into doing that. This is a time I do feel like when it comes to the practical planning that I'll talk about, it's like saving certain money is best at this time. So when an opportunity genuinely feels right, you're ready to go take that risk, because this is the time where you are taking, or might be having the opportunity to take good and healthy calculated risks, but you don't want to find yourself somewhere where you didn't want to be. But also, this is also not a time to focus, just like I said, focus too much on worldly issues, finding a balance is what I'm trying to say. Like, finding a balance between the spiritual world and the material world, but not to, like, let desperation or greed find you in a path where you're kind of, it's straying you off the, you know, the right path that you're already on. So discernment is basically all I'm picking up on, and balance. And the last card I pulled from my mermaid deck asking how to handle this week's energy, and I got be spontaneous. So this is a time where, you know, this is, you know, this is, I wouldn't say outwardly is the best to get out of your comfort zone outwardly, but more getting out of your comfort zone, going inward, you know, going, diving deeper. You know, I feel like a lot of people may be pretending certain things don't exist, when they don't want to get into certain things because they don't want to, like, shake things up within themselves. They don't have no problem shaking things up outwardly, but when it comes to their own thing, they don't want to shake it up. But I think this is maybe a time to shake it up and explore within yourself, being spontaneous within yourself. Even if it's just one simple thing, just, you know, allow fresh new ideas, finding a way to be okay and being comfortable being out of your comfort zone. Like, there's a need for some variety, some fresh and beautiful positivity. When you bring variety in, you know, it helps with manifesting beautiful experiences and having them continue to gravitate towards you. So yeah, this is just a time to look into getting into a new hobby, like look into join, you know, starting a new course to help learn something new, you know, find different things to inspire you, you know, creating a space for just something new for the universe to help, you know, collaborate with you. But I do feel like for some, this message is also to just kind of be, you know, learning just how to find a way to learn how to be safe within yourself instead of, like, looking for it out in other people as well. So yeah, there's a lot of need to connect with those feels. So yeah, it does sound like to me like a good active full moon. I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.